Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete is Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union, an organization I've been telling you about since 1998. Pete's been with me almost all that time, and he's our good friend Pete. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Pete. And by the way, Pete's last name is spelled S-E-P-P, if you're Googling him. Hey, Pete, our government has, as Laurel said to Hardy, I think that's the way it went. You know, you've got us, you know, a fine kettle of fish you've gotten us into now, if anybody remembers that. And our government's kind of gotten us into a fine kettle of fish here, haven't they? With regard to the
Dan Laurel's running the finances,
the budget, and the deficit, and the size of government. We got a sack of problems here, don't we?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible just to think of raw dollar terms of our national debt. You know, we were running ads along with a lot of other organizations back in the last year of the Bush administration saying that the national debt is climbing toward $10 trillion. Well, it's about 4 years later and it's past $14 trillion.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care what inflation is, what productivity is, any measurement, any index, this kind of growth in the national debt beats them all, and it's unsustainable.
And it's unprecedented. And, you know, Pete, when for a long time, in fact, I remember 4 or 5 years ago having some debates on this show with different experts, including Steve Forbes, about whether the national debt should be a concern. And in those days, the national debt was about $5 or $6 trillion.
Yeah.
And Steve Forbes pointed out that our national assets total about $50 trillion. And so he was saying, you know, it's not a big deal. And I kind of, yeah, it made sense to me, and I kind of clung to that for a while. But now the national debt has a new relationship. It's on par with the national domestic product, isn't it? The gross domestic product.
Yeah, absolutely. If you take a look at both the public debt, the kind that gets issued in things like treasury bonds, and so-called interagency debt. Those are all the IOUs that the government put in place of real assets in these so-called trust funds for Social Security and Medicare.
Right.
You add all those up, and we are already at about 100% of gross domestic product. Now, if you take just look at the public debt, in the next 10 years, the Congressional Budget Office says under one likely scenario, it will double as a share of our economy. It'll be almost 200%. And again, that's not counting.
Say that last part again.
Almost 200%. 190.
What is? Tell us what it is again.
That will be the level of public debt in the United States expressed as a share of our gross domestic product.
When you say public debt, you're talking about the government.
Yes, and this is just the debt that gets issued in the form of T-bills. That's not even including all the debt owed to Social Security and Medicare that Congress looted.
That didn't include the money that Congress stole from the trust funds, which is several trillion dollars. So what year is that going to be that the CBO is projecting?
2021, 10 years from now.
In 10 years from now, folks. And by the way, did I not see that the other day that Greece's debt to GDP was like, this debt was 140% of GDP, something like that?
Yes. And
so folks, Greece, which is bankrupt, as we all know, is in better shape with regard to the debt to GDP today than we'll be in 10 years, according to the CBO, right?
That's right. And this is
If that doesn't get your attention, Pete, I don't know what does.
No, I really don't. And, of course, this was the thing that we kept debating. As you mentioned earlier, economists were saying it doesn't matter how much the national debt is in raw numbers. It's the share of the economy that counts, and it's manageable. Well, they were saying that up until the mid-2000s. Now what are they saying? 100% of GDP for a debt ratio is supposed to be the danger point. We've crossed that now.
That's right. We're already there, folks. And so this is why you hear me having these kinds of interviews with smart guys like Pete and others talking about this, folks. We're raising a flag here. We're looking at Greece, and we're seeing the canary in the mine shaft. I mean, we've got those other canaries here in the United States. California's a canary. New Jersey's a canary. New York's a canary. Illinois is a canary. I mean, these are our defaults waiting to happen. The good news is we have time to fix it. And when we come back, we're going to ask Pete what he thinks Congress, the current Congress, 112th Congress, is doing to fix it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.